Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank you and your able team for the draft final report. It is again a manifestation of your dedication to the task of steering this open-ended working group to a successful outcome. You have invested hard work into the preparation of the draft final report at a time when many of us were enjoying our vacations. And we are convinced that your quest for a true, inclusive, balanced, and fair representation of the sessions is laying the foundation for a successful conclusion of our work, it is the report adopted by consensus. As a main sponsor of the General Assembly resolution that created the open-ended working group, Austria was among those countries that chose a wording that underlined our quest for consensus. I firmly believe that we, all of us together here, can achieve this objective when there is the necessary political will. It is the choice of every single delegation to be constructive or to use our diplomatic skills to erect hurdles, to strive for an adoption by consensus or not. The main precondition for a constructive outcome seems to us that we can agree that the report should do precisely what the word report means, to capture what has been the main gist of our rich substantial discussions, to give a true reflection of our debates, to relate to the content of our work in the open-ended working group to the General Assembly. We should refrain from the temptation to use the negotiations on the report to try to change the realities of the past, and that means here the substantial discussions held in February and May. By embarking on your approach, Mr. Chairman, to give a true, inclusive, balanced, and fair representation, both with regard to the narrative and recommendations part of the report, this open-ended working group can and hopefully will come to a fruitful outcome. In a number of ways, our work in the open-ended working group discerns itself from our experience in other disarmament bodies over the last years. A lot of new intellectual input, the participation of a much higher number of states in the debate, but also of civil society and a strong interactivity. All the more we regret, as reflected in the report, that the nuclear weapon states and states that possess nuclear weapons chose not to participate in this UN-mandated forum. While we certainly respect their choice to participate or not to participate, their non-participation cannot be held against the value and the outcome of our work here. While we have an overall positive appraisal of the draft final report, there are a number of issues that should be dealt with in a more elaborate way in the draft report, in our view, among them the following. In our debate, we have overcome the artificial fragmentation in seemingly mutually exclusive approaches. Our discussions have shown that we need a legally binding instrument prohibiting nuclear weapons in all traditional approaches, be it as a building block, as an element of a framework agreement, as part of a comprehensive nuclear weapons convention, or in form of a prohibition treaty to be complemented later by further legally binding instruments dealing with verification issues and other matters related to the process of elimination. The consideration of the humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons is the underpinning of all security considerations. Therefore, there can be no basis for contradiction between human security and international security. Nor can we separate national security from human security, since national security aims at providing security to the population of a given country. Over the last years, we have become more alarmed at the danger of nuclear weapons falling into the hands of non-state actors or terrorists, an issue that was dealt with in our debate and could be further mirrored in the report. also the increased risk of cyber attacks on nuclear weapon systems and their command and control structures has been emphasized in our debate and merits more coverage in the report. We had interesting contributions on the topic of the impact of modernization programs regarding nuclear weapons in our debate last May. They merit to be reflected in the report. There are many very important positive elements in the report. Let me just mention one that is particularly welcome to my country. The work of the Open-Ended Working Group is clearly in support of, and certainly not in conflict with, our endeavors to strengthen the NPT and its implementation, not least with regard to its Article 6. We want to express this clearly. The report has to be seen as the outcome of the fulfillment of the mandate of the Open-Ended Working Group. General Assembly Resolution 70/33 clearly wanted the Open-Ended Working Group to, and I quote, address concrete, effective legal measures, legal provisions and norms that will need to be concluded to attain and maintain a world without nuclear weapons, unquote. While stressing also the mandate in OP3, we would fail in our work when we would not come up with a clear recommendation in the report on what has been the main theme in our debate, namely initiating negotiations on a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons with urgency. Austria's Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz has expressed today again, on the occasion of the 71st anniversary of the use of nuclear weapons in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that we have to work fervently to achieve a prohibition and elimination of nuclear weapons. Therefore, my country is among the many states forming a majority that want to start negotiations of a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons in 2017 in a conference convened by the General Assembly, open to all states, international organizations, and civil society, leading towards their elimination. Thank you.